they know both of the faces. Struggle, struggle, struggle. And then all of a sudden they feel a great mercy coming. A mercy from Srila Prabhupada and a mercy from Krishna. It's really on the street where there is a battlefield of two important principles. Struggle and mercy. In Kavichandra's or Kavikanapurna's book Chandradaya Natakam, a very important point is made. I don't know if you know Kavi Kanapuri. Kavikanapurna. Was the son of Shivananda Sena. When he was just born, Shivananda Sena took him to Jagannath Puri, and there he showed him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt so mercifully inclined towards the little boy that he took his lotus toe and just popped it into the mouth of Kavikanapurna. And since that time, this boy has been called the poet because his tongue was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus toe. Now later, he wrote a book where he said, in order to advance in Krishna consciousness, two principles are necessary. The mercy of Krishna and serving the devotees of Krishna. And I feel that on book distribution, these two principles are very, very easily recognizable. There is the mercy of Krishna, and if you have a good relationship to the devotees, if you serve the devotees, there's the mercy of the devotees. That's why you can see all the successful book distributors, they always serve devotees. Have you noticed? Like we heard, like Manidhara Prabhu is a good example. Sadbhuja Prabhu is a good example of taking care of the bhaktas. Anaka Dundubi is a good example. I heard you're cooking for the devotees. Our Dayal Goranga cooks khichdi for the devotees. I hope you will one day. I will get a little of that khichdi. And it's a principle. The mercy of every book distributor knows we require the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of Vaishnavas. When you have the mercy of Krishna and the blessings of the Vaishnavas, then you will experience what Kavikanapurna says, bhakti with nectar. Do you know bhakti without nectar? It's when you do your duty, when you just go from day to day, you have to do this, you have to do that. And do you know bhakti with nectar? It is coming when there's the mercy and you run out, you feel inspired, you give a devote, you give the books. This comes by the mercy of Krishna and by serving the Vaishnavas. On a personal level, I wish to also say something. I believe very strongly that, here I will speak for the German Yatra, that something is going to happen in the future. I believe something must happen. We reached our down point, and now it can only go up by the laws of physics. I heard there's a doubling of the results from last year already. Did you say this, Manga Maya Prabhu? About mehr schon, oder? We want to. Good. There is an intention. I really want to thank all of the devotees very much from my heart. I hope I will be able to serve you better next year. This year. We are already in the new year. And yes, I also want to thank all the devotees in Czechoslovakia and in Italy, these sweet Italian devotees, like Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj said, when they already talk, you hear the sweetness. Cantare! Ben! Yes, all of the devotees, and there's maybe other devotees also here. I want to thank you very, very much from my heart. I'm a very small and insignificant person, but I really want to thank you very much and sincerely request you, in the name of Prabhupada, please continue. It's so important. This book distribution always is the backbone of the missionary activities of Krishna consciousness. It is so important that it is there, and you are somehow doing a great service in putting it where it is meant to be, that is in the center of our preaching activities. I wish you a very, very nice year with a lot of mercy from Krishna, and that you can increase your attachment to the devotees, so that you all will perform bhakti with nectar and not without nectar. Hare Krishna. Hare.